We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Kajanski. Mike is from Cleveland. He moved to L.A. about 10 years ago. He's a big Browns fan, and he's James Conn's assistant, and he's with us now. Mike, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good, brother. How are you doing? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. We saw James's tweet where he said, my assistant's celebrating the Browns' win like they won the Super Bowl, and so my producer tracked you down, and now here you are. So obviously you're a big Browns fan. Is James a big football fan? I know we're going to have him with us in a little bit, too. Tell us the background here a little
bit. James is a huge football fan. He's a fuse of contact and, you know, hitting people. You know, anything that involves violence, getting out good anger. That's a James Conn thing for sure.
So Mike, what'd you make of the game last night? Obviously, the Browns.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of one of those people that I feel like it's bad luck now for me to even watch and get excited. So I didn't tune in until about halftime. And I told my wife now, I'm the only guy that moved to Los Angeles, but still married an Ohio girl. I told her, I said, you know what? I'm going to pull the Cleveland jersey out of the closet tonight, and I'm just going to hang it in the living room, dear. And if we win tonight, every week I am hanging this in the middle of the living room, and it worked. It freaking worked.
So it brought you good luck. Is James, was he giving you a hard time for going nuts about one regular season win?
Always. The thing with me is I'm again, being born and raised in Cleveland, I'm 34 now. I've been in L.A. for about 10 years. And I've kind of get mad first. You know, if we don't score a touchdown on the first drive, I'm already like, we're the worst team ever. It's done. I can't do this anymore. And he was just laughing at me. And he's like, will you calm down? And I said, no. When you wake up every Sunday your whole entire life and watch games, you kind of know how things go. You know, you know when it's going to snow in Cleveland. You know when to not go downtown. Like, you just know certain things. And I just said, I'm sick of being depressed. And he told me to relax. So I relaxed because he is a very forceful person. And look what we did. Our boys showed up, and, you know, it seemed like we started to have fun again. That's what was worrying me about our team is I didn't see a lot of fun happening over the last few years. And you need that. You absolutely need that to win games, I believe.
And now we just talked about him, and here he is. This is amazing. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Legendary actor. I could go through the list of all his movies, but then we'd never have time to ask him a question. The great James Conn is with us. Oh, my God. James Conn, how are you?
Where? I love the guy.
Hey, James.
Listen, if I were a strict kind of guy and a tough guy, he wouldn't be talking to you this morning. He's so obnoxious.
was his reaction, James, to the Browns win, was it way over the top?
No, he just kept saying how, you know, I said, Mayfield, don't worry about it. This kid's great. And let me explain something to you. You guys have a big thing to overcome. Cleveland is a joke word. You know that, right?
Unfortunately, it has been, yeah.
No, but you know, I learned because I'm a showbiz guy. I know showbiz, and these comedians told me, I never knew this, that anything with a K in it, the K sound, is funny.
I didn't know that.
It's absolutely true. They use it. Yeah. You listen to some of the punchlines. So, like, if I get stopped by the police, you know, for speeding, I'd say I was nowhere near Cleveland at that time. You see, it's funny, Cleveland.
James, you're killing your guy.
Yeah,
this is the stuff I deal with every day, guys. He's got the biggest heart of anyone I've ever met, but I could save a life. But once he tells people I'm from Cleveland, I lose all interest in the room. That's just how it goes.
Mike, how did you and James connect to become his assistant?
So there's a kind of thing when you move to Los Angeles, there's a collection of Ohio people. Like somehow Ohio people just gravitate towards each other. And being from Ohio, I kind of think outside the box a little more because I'm not in Los Angeles, you know, to just come out here and enjoy the sun. Like we're hardworking, put our foot to the ground, show up with our hard hat and do work. And I started getting all these little random music opportunities because from Cleveland, I was a hip hop artist. I was, you know, around Machine Gun Kelly when Machine Gun was first coming up. We'd do shows together, and Cuddy and DJ EV, I'm still really close with. And I was getting kind of burnt out with the music scene because it wasn't really happening with me. So I said, what is the farthest thing in the world from the hip hop music scene? And I woke up and I said, I have to work for James Conn. I have to.
We're talking with legendary actor James Conn and his assistant Mike Kajanski, who is from Cleveland and a big Browns fan.
You got that wrong. I became his assistant, a little pushy patty.
Hey James, we got to talk. So obviously you played Brian Piccolo in Brian's song. I know.
Yes.
And part of it was filmed in 1971 at a Browns preseason game. Doug Deacon, who played offensive line in that game, who's a buddy of ours, does the Browns game. He called us. You confirmed that. So you filmed that during a Browns preseason game in 71, that scene?
At Notre Dame Stadium. But, no, they had some other footage of Dale.
Right.
Sayers, of course, and other stuff that we used. Not we, the editor, used, in the film. So, yeah, there was some old, true stuff, some black and white stuff. I don't know. Is that what you're referring to, a game?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
In? Yeah, well, I went up there. There's a great story about going to Rensselaer. You remember Bobby Douglas?
Sure.
Well, Bobby wasn't real sharp, but he could never read a Red Dog. So I got friendly with Abe Gibbon, and I really thought I played a little at Michigan State, and I had a kid named Don Shy, and I thought I really took this picture besides, being really touching and all of that, but I really thought I was the best back they had. So I went up there trying to move Don Shy out of his slot.
Right.
So, and then I ran into Buffon and Ditkiss. They rather ran into me several times, and I said, hey, I'm an actor. Stop this, man. But Bobby Douglas, we're going to that game, that Cleveland game, I just remember, and he couldn't read a dog. So the coach, everybody's going up, and I rode up with Jack Concannon, who threw the ball maybe 30 yards in the air when the wind was in his back. He was great. Bobby Douglas. No, I mean Jackie Concannon, great guy, I know. And
James, go ahead.
Yeah. So I get it with Bobby, and I hear Abe Gibron yelling, don't forget the horn. Don't forget the horn. The horn, everywhere we went. So we get up to Notre Dame, and he says, you bring the horn? You bring the horn. What the hell is a horn? I don't want to act stupid and act like, what's a horn?
Yeah.
Sure enough, every time there was a dog on, they would blow a horn, and Bobby would call it a horn. He couldn't read it. That was the biggest instrument that they had, huh? Oh, it was great.
That's fantastic.
My number legendary one guy actor is Jimmy Brown. You know that. Jimmy Brown is
of course.
The man. And I'm lucky to be a good friend of his, and he's something. And he
James
Conn
is with us
on
the hotline.
You guys were the best. That was Mitchell and him and Paul Brown. That's going to be a long time to come.
That's the era.
Yeah. Hey, James, let me ask you about the program. I grew up I was in high school in the 90s, and that movie was like iconic for us playing football, and I played in college, and watching that movie back, I mean, you were the legendary coach Sam Winters in that movie, Halle Berry, Omar Epps, some great actors and some great iconic
Halle Berry's from.
Cleveland, Ohio, baby.
Was Halle Berry an actress?
Yeah.
I thought she was. She was beautiful. That's all I remember. I'm pretty shallow, buddy. You know, okay.
Did you enjoy making that movie, James, the program?
No, not at all, actually.
Really?
Yeah, well, you see, I don't care. I say, you know, what's going on here. I was really unhappy with the NCAA at that time. Because of all their, well, even now, but some of their rules and regulations, which is so unfair and nonsensical.
Yeah.
And I made some corrections with the director, you know, like, and to be honest, the big thing was this foul mouth that I had. And I was against our number one coach. I went to Michigan State, and there was Bo Schembechler.
Yeah.
And I'm cursing and spitting in someone's mouth. What are you doing? I'm in front of coach? I'm not doing that. That's not a coach. What is that? You know, and that stupid game and all that. And you know, the drug stuff. It was just overblown.
Yeah.
I guess that was the thing. I never. They accused me of trying to mutiny the crew because it was it was just a little overdone. You know, that the language. I just didn't believe it. I never heard it.
If you guys were interested, James Caan is very easy to work with. He is not opinionated at all. He just goes
good.
With the flow.
Hey, this is Sports Talk Radio, Mike. We want opinions.
Yeah, sure. Tell that twerp to shut up.
Yeah, Mike, shut up. Come on, what's the matter with you? Hey, James, I wanted to ask you about one more movie here, Misery, with
yes.
Kathy Bates. Did you enjoy making that one? I mean, I know it was painful for your character, but it was an awesome movie.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Our director, Reiner. He said he got the most hyper guy in Hollywood and put him in bed for 15 weeks. You know, like I couldn't move.
Right.
So I mean, I was really, I think you could tell, anxious to get out of bed. And every day I'd come in, and Rob would go, "Okay, Jimmy, today you get in bed, okay?" And then while I got in bed, our cinematographer, when I had to crawl out of the bed and get a He would, when Rob turned his back, he would spit on the floor in strategic spots. So when I had a call, I had to miss one of it. You know, I had to try to miss his spits. You know, we have a lot of fun when we make movies.
Mike, James seems like an easy guy to work with, man.
That was really incomplete, Mike. That last statement sounds idiotic.
No,
I just thought
man.
The NCAA, I did it to try to make a statement about the NCAA, and then I had a fight, for that. And I was told they were going to make the changes and take the vulgarity out of it. And, you know, that didn't.
No, yeah.
I was a little disappointed, yeah.
Yeah, well, what I meant by that was, is, you know, Jimmy's kind of, you know, as far as I'm concerned, from the golden area of where everything you did, you had to remember your name was attached to it forever.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I really genuinely love about the guy that I've kind of told him, like, where I'm from, the Midwest, we kind of fight and claw our way through everything, is that's what I just loved about him. He's almost become a father figure for me because he reinstilled that, like, Midwest, New Yorker, Cleveland attitude in you where if your last name is attached to it, you better care. You better do everything
that's
you
right.
got to do, stand up for what's right. And that's just the biggest blessing with him, that other than realizing when to keep my mouth shut because this guy's got hands like freaking bear mitts, you know, but it's just literally that. If your name's on it, you have to just be 100% behind it.
Yeah. I told you, did you tell him the story, Mike, about Duffy seeing me?
No, oh yeah, so so his coach, Duffy, you know, his coach at Michigan State, and obviously Michigan State in football didn't really work out for Jimmy.
Well, yeah, I worked out. I played like a half a game.
Right.
How many years later did you see Coach when that happened?
I see him 16, 17 years later. He loved the racetrack, Duffy did. He retired out here in Santa Barbara. So he went to the track up there. He went to Santa Anita and Hollywood Park all the time. He was at the racetrack. And when Johnny Majors won Coach of the Year with Pittsburgh and Bud Christensen, that was those three coaches were up in the director's room at the Hollywood track. And it was a kid named Archie Matsos, who was a guard at Michigan State, all pro, I think, at New Orleans. Anyway, I go to the track, and I see the coach. you know. And mind you, I was 16 when I went to Michigan State. Not because I was smart. Don't go there. It was because my school couldn't wait to get me out of there. They wanted me out. So I go up, and he goes, "Here's one of my dummies," and he introduces me. He introduces me to Bud and Pittsburgh's coach, and Johnny Majors, and he says, "Wait a minute. You know, I only get 10% of your career," he says to me. I go, "What for, coach?" He says, "I told you to quit playing football." And that was true.
That was it. We're talking with James Conn and his assistant, Mike Kajanski, who's from Cleveland. Guys, I like a prediction from both of you. Do you think the Browns will make the playoffs this year? James?
Yes.
And then Mike. James, yes?
Yeah. I say yes, because if not, I might just continue walking west and just fall in the water at that point.
Yeah. He won't come to work. He'll have his first drink since he was born.
Yes. Yes.
I'm having hell trying to get him a drink to tell him what the good life is. What?
That's right.
Exactly.
Hey, James, last thing for me. One of my all-time favorite movies that you were in, of course, was Elf. And it's like one of those movies around the holidays you have to watch. Fantastic movie with Will Ferrell, of course, and yourself. Will there be an Elf 2?
Absolutely not.
See, I have all these secrets that you guys are hitting on. You hit on one of my secrets that I didn't talk about, which was the football movie with the vulgarity and stuff. And
you
now,
want me to step in as PR this time, James?
Say again?
I said, you want me to step in and be a PR person on this time? Should I do the assistant role?
Wait a minute. What were you saying about Elf?
Will we have a sequel? A sequel.
And I was going to give the correct answer.
Well, there was. We were going to do it, and I thought, oh, my God, I finally got a franchise movie. I can make some money and let my kids do what the hell they want to do. And the director and Will didn't get along very well. So Will wanted to do it, and the guy didn't want that director, and he had it in his contract. It was one of those things.
Right.
So yeah, one of those things where, you know, I have to be attached to this one in order to do this one, and it was just too many personalities to try to get together.
Yeah, it's too bad.
What was it like?
But,
what was Will Ferrell like to work with?
Well, I wasn't going to do Elf. Will called me one night and said, "Jimmy, you want to do this picture with me?" I go, "Why?" They go, "Elf." I said, "Listen, Will, I love you. You're a funny guy, but I'm not doing a picture called Elf, okay?" So I said, "I'll tell you what. If you put a K on the end of it, like just through the working scripts, so I'll do Elk. If you all the working scripts say Elk on it, you know, then I'll do it." So I mean, I got to it on that. It was great fun with Will. He's great. He's a great guy.
James, last thing, we can't let you get out of here without talking about playing Sonny Corleone. Obviously, one of the most iconic roles and one of the most iconic movies of all time. That was.
Can't see how you can get out of there without talking about Jimmy Brown. That's what I don't see.
Well, we want to ask you about Jim. I'd really like to have you on for 40 minutes, but we don't want to take too much of your time. But yeah, could you give us a minute on The Godfather and a minute on Jim Brown?
Oh yeah, I got more than a minute on Jim Brown. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, well, tell us about Jim. Tell us a Jim Brown story if you want. A moment with you and him.
With who?
With you and Jim Brown. Tell us. You got a good story?
Oh, it's not that. When I came out here.
Yeah.
I played a lot of ball again. He's just the most competitive guy in the world. And he, you know, he beat the crap out of the running back from Buffalo. I keep forgetting his name. The guy who's in jail.
O.J.
O.J. Simpson. Well, yeah, he's not in jail anymore.
Yeah. He'd come around, destroy him, and he'd just get on you. He was amazing. Yeah. Jim Brown. I mean, with the Black Lives Matter and all of this, here's a guy who does more for the community. Of course, the other guy doesn't do a thing for the community, not a thing. Never has, never will. He lives in Brentwood. And I asked him, this is an interesting concept. When what's his name, is going to break the record, the running record at with the Bears?
Walter Payton?
When Payton was going to break that record. We were talking once, and by the way, I want you to know, I hosted a party when he wrote his book. I hosted that party for him when the book came out.
Nice.
So, no, I mean, it was a great honor for me. He's just an unbelievable, tough guy who does more than he says, you know, not the other way around. What the heck was I just saying?
Talking about
I would ask him things, you know, you think about Jimmy Brown, how they hunted his head every 9 years. They hunted his head every game. He made those linebackers, you know, he talked about them and made them. You mentioned it, you know, he mentioned their name and they were made. It was like having your name in, you know, in a major column.
Right.
And they sprained his thumb, okay? That's what they did to him in 9 years.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
beat the hell out of him. And, I mean, little things like getting out of the huddle last. You remember he was the last guy out of the huddle all the time, walking yeah. back. He was – and he ran – when I first met him, I was interested because he runs paddle-footed. Did you ever notice that he runs – his feet are wide? You're not supposed to run. You're supposed to run right. one step in front of the other. But he stayed paddle-footed. I go, where did that come from, Jim? And he said, well, if the other one's close to the ground and I take my right one away – my left one is real close to the ground and, you know, and in a balanced area.
Yeah.
So all these little things and that shuck, that forearm shuck, that was all his. He's just, I don't know. I can't. And then I asked him, if you had to go in an alley, who would you go with? I mean, all these tough guys. And you'd be surprised who he said. The fullback from Green Bay.
Really?
Jim, who was the fullback from Greenway? What's the matter
with drawing a blank. I'm drawing a blank, too, James.
Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor, there you go. Nice
okay.
job.
And I go, what?
Yeah.
Because he went bowling with him. He said, because here's what stats mean to me. When it was third and two, or it was, you know, whatever,
yeah,
fourth and one, he says, not only did he know it, the entire stadium knew who was getting the ball.
That's right.
The entire stadium. And he would make the two, and he would make the three, and he would make the one. And he said that guy was the toughest son of a gun he played against.
And not only that, James. And not only that, James, but he was also great in the great movie The Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen, yeah. He was the dirty guy. Yeah, him. Jimmy's just a competitor. He's pretty. He doesn't walk so good tomorrow. And it's hard to see, but I played basketball against him, and I got all kinds of bruises to show for it. And he's a hell of a man.
James, you're awesome, and we really appreciate you coming on with us. Your career has given pleasure to so many people, and us included, and we thank you, and we thank you, Mike, for getting James on with us, and we wish you best of luck with the Browns, and both you doing well.
And you guys,
thank
too.
You.
I wish you guys – I hope you have a – I don't want to listen to this son of a bitch. Excuse me. I can't say that on the radio. I'll show you.
That's all right. You can say it.
Yeah, sorry. But I think the Browns are going to have a really good successful year. And,
what he's trying to say is he doesn't want to listen to me cry more than I already do, so we need a winning season to make his life easier. That's it. That's what he's trying to say.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Right,
appreciate it.
My love to everybody in Cleveland, man. Take care.
Thanks, James.
I never thought I would hear that sentence. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, James.
Mike, thank you. Thanks, James. That was awesome. A lot of fun talking with Mike Kochanski and the great James Caan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.